Let's get started. Today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, actually, is Pesach and Daf Tzadi Zayin. We left off in Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. The advantage to doing the 6 p.m. daf is that we're all awake. The disadvantage is that I didn't have any time to prepare again. So, we'll learn through it together and we'll try our best. I really didn't have a chance to look at this daf. But according to my notes, the entire daf is dedicated to two versions of a statement of Shmuel, where Shmuel compares the halachos of carbon chatos that cannot be used for its designated purpose with a carbon pesach that cannot be used for its designated purpose. And both versions of Shmuel end up saying the same thing and have one simple point of dispute with Rabbi Yochanan. So we're going to have two versions of Shmuel. We're going to analyze Shmuel's two versions of what he says. But at the end of the day, they're really going to be saying the exact same thing, where again, he's going to compare halachos of a chatas that can't be used for its designated purpose with a pesach that cannot be used for some reason with its designated purpose. But we left off on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We were up to Ika Demasnila Aresha. So if you recall, we had just learned the first version of statement of Rava. Rabbi Akiva had said in our Mishnah, that, let's just chazer over what happened over here. We discussed this concept of Tmuras Pesach Kreva, Tmuras Pesach Eina Kreva, that Rabbi Yeshua reported he had some sort of tradition that an animal that's exchanged for a carbon pesach can be used as a carbon shlamim. I forgot to mention, today's shiur and every shiur this week is sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz in honor of the yahrzeit of his grandmother, Renee Herskowitz, Rachelea Bas Nachman Tzvi. We thank Jeremy for the sponsorship to Neshama Shevin Aliyah. But so Rabbi Yeshua said in our Mishnah that he had a conflicting tradition. One tradition that a Tmuras Pesach can be brought as a carbon, the other that a Tmuras Pesach cannot be brought as a carbon, and he had no idea what to do with that tradition. So Rabbi Kiva came along and said, "Oh, Aniya Faresh, I'll tell you exactly what to do with that tradition, with that conflicting tradition. If you found the first animal that you had designated as Karban Pesach and then lost, if you find it before you shecht its replacement, so then you have to let that animal graze until it develops a mum and sell it and use the money to buy a Karban Shlamim, but the animal itself cannot be used for a Shlamim, nor can its Tmura. If you switch the animal for something else, it also can't be used for a Shlamim. But if you've already shechted the replacement animal, and then you find the original animal, then the original animal can be used for a shlamim straight up, and so can its tamura be used for a carbon shlamim directly." So the first version of Rava was that when Rabbi Akiva said that if the original carbon is found after the Shechitas HaPesach, it and its substitute can be brought as a shlamim, he only meant that if both the finding and the tamura, the switching, the substituting, happened after the Shechitas HaPesach. But if you found the animal before the Shechita, and the tamura happened after the Shechita, neither can be brought as a karban, because the tamura mikach kedusha duchuya ka'asa, the tamura would then come from the strength of a kedusha that has been rejected, so even the tamura would not be able to be brought as a karban shlamim. So we learned this morning that Abaye rejects this because of a brisa that teaches that tamuras pesach can be brought as a shlamim, and that has to be referring to a case where you find the original before the Shechitas HaPesach, and you do the Tmura after the Shechitas HaPesach, and it still says you're allowed to bring it as a Shlamim. So Rava says, no, that Bryce is talking about where the original animal was found and the Tmura was made both after the Shechitas HaPesach, and it could obviously be brought as a Shlamim, and the Bryce only quotes a Pasuk as an Asmachta, but Eino Chinami, we don't need a Pasuk to teach me that din. So now we're up to Ika Demasnila. So again, six lines before the end of the page, Ika Demasnila Resha. Some have this entire statement of Rava in connection to the Resha in the following way. HaPesach shenimtza kodem shechitas HaPesach. We said that if you find the original carbon pesach before you shecht the new animal that you have put in place to become the carbon pesach, yira ad sheistayv, then you take the original, you let it graze until it develops a mum, v'yimacher, and you sell it, v'yavi bedamav, shlamim, and you use the money to buy a carbon shlamim, v'chein tmuraso, and also for any animal that it was exchanged for, would also be brought as a carbon shlamim. I should have pointed out this morning, the concept of tamura, there's a whole mesechta called tamura in Kachim, we learned it not that long ago, but the concept of tamura is to substitute one animal for another. Let's say you have an animal that already has Kedushas HaGuf, an animal that's already Muktash as a carbon shlamim, let's say, and you say, I want to exchange the Kedusha of that animal onto this animal. So that you're not allowed to do that. That's Asr. And the halacha is that when you try to do that, both animals are Kadosh. So you end up just spreading the Kedusha instead of transferring the Kedusha, which was the person's intention. I have a Talmud in 11th grade. He learned with his older brother Meseches Tmura. Every Shabbos they learned together Meseches Tmura, and he made a siyum at the end of the year, and he said, or in the middle of the year, whenever they finished it, and he said that the siyum that he had asked several of his classmates in yeshiva, if they took a poll, is there a Mesechta called Meseches Tmura? And he said, half of them said no, and the other half said, yes, but you're pronouncing it wrong, it's called Teruma. So he said, no, there is a Mesechta called Meseches Tmura. So there is such a Mesechta. So when it comes to Tmura is an Isser, you're not allowed to transfer the Kedusha, it doesn't transfer, it just extends. It just extends to the other animal. But here's what you did. You took the Karban Pesach and you tried to make a Tmura out of it. So the halacha is that if the original animal was found before you shechted the another animal that you were going to use as the Karban Pesach, so the original animal cannot be used as a Karban Shlamim itself, and neither can its Tmura be used as a Karban Shlamim itself. You need to let it graze till it develops a mum, use the money as a Karban Shlamim.
So it's different than Maaser Rishon or Sashim. We take the money and bring it to Yerushalayim and buy fruits there.
Yeah. It's not about buying fruits. You have to dafka use the money to buy a Karban Shlamim. Yeah. Maaser Rishon is not that way. That's only Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon we give to a lady. So Amar Rava, Lo Shanu El Shenimtza Kodem Shchita VeHemer Bo Kodem Shchita. So on that Rava comments, that's only if you found the animal before you shechted the new animal, and you did the Tamura before you shechted the new animal. Aval Nimtza Kodem Shchita VeHemer Bo Achar Shchita. But let's say you found the original animal before the Shchita, but then you did the Tamura after the Shchita. Tamura So Kreva Shlamim. The Tmura can be brought itself as a Karban Shlamim because it was found after the Shechita, and anything that's found after the Shechita, you can bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So my time, what's the Svara? Ki Kava Shechita Midi Dechazilei. Midi Dechazilei Lo Kava. Shechita is only Koveya to make something Pasul, something that's Roi at that time. Something that's not Roi yet at that time, namely the Tmura, it's not going to be, the Shechita is not going to be Koveya, so the Shechita is not going to have any impact on the Tmura. The Tmura is then found after the Shechita. The Tamura is considered independent of the original animal. So Rava's comment is that if it was found before the Shechita, but the Tamura happened after the Shechita, the Tamura can be brought as a Shlamim since it was not yet in the picture at the time of the Shechita HaPesach. So it was never actively rejected. Only that which was already in the picture at the time of the Shechita HaPesach, the Shechita rejects the other animal. Meaning, here again, all of these cases start with the basic assumption that I had animal A designated as my Karban Pesach and I lost it. And then I took animal B and made that my Karban Pesach. Now I find animal B, right? So what do I do with animal B? I find animal A. I find animal A. So what do I do with animal A now? I already have animal B as my Karban Pesach. So once I shecht animal B as my Karban Pesach, that is an active rejection of animal A. If animal A is here, and I shecht animal B as my Karban Pesach, that's my open declaration that animal A is no longer a Karban Pesach. What is it? It's Karban Shlamim. So now I could bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So that's only it's only a rejection from being brought as a Karban when the Shechita is done. That's if the animal is in the picture. But if I then make a Tmura on animal A after the Shechita, so the Tmura is not openly rejected. So if you find before the Shechita, but the Tmura happened after the Shechita, the Tmura can be brought as a Shlamim because it was never openly rejected, so you could bring that animal as a carbon itself. But when you bring animal, when you shecht animal B, you are rejecting animal A as a carbon, not just as carbon Pesach, as a carbon entirely. You have to let it graze until it develops a mum, so sell it, use the money to buy another animal. So that's Rava's statement. So Yisvei Abaye asks on Rava, Im Kesev Matam Lomar L'Rabbos Tmuras HaPesach Achar Pesach Shekreva Shlamim. The Pasuk Im Kesev teaches me that a Tmuras HaPesach can be that can be brought as a carbon shlamim. So says Gemara, Yachal the after Pesach could be brought as a carbon shlamim. Yachal af lifnei Pesach kein. I might think that the same would be true if you find it before Pesach, that it could also be brought as a carbon shlamim. Tam lomar hu. Who kara vein tumuras haPesach kreva? That's why it says who to tell me that the Pesach kasher could be brought, but a tumura of a karban Pesach cannot be brought. So hechidami, what's the case exactly? If everything happened before the shechita, the animals found before the shechita, and the tumura happened before the shechita, pshita, then of course it cannot be brought as a karban. Lamlikra. So the case must be that it was found before the Shechita, but the Tumura, the original animal was found before the Shechita, but the Tumura happened after the Shechita. So you see, this is exactly your case, Rava. So Abaye just points out that the Braisa teaches that when it happens before the Shechita HaPesach, the Tumura cannot be brought as a Shlamim. And it's talking about a case where the original Karban Pesach was found before the Shechita HaPesach, the Tumura was made afterwards, and still you're not allowed to bring it as a Shlamim. So it's a Tiyufta and Rava, says Mar, Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta. So it's a Tiyufta and Rava, and it's a checkmate on Rava. Rava has no answer for that kasha that Abaye asks on Rava. Now, both of the braises, both times where Abaye rejects Rava, he relies on a braisa of Im Kesev. It's interesting, just on the word kesev that appears in the Torah, there's a fascinating tshuva in the Radvaz. The Radvaz was asked about a Sefer Torah that they found that instead of kesev, instead of sin, beis, it said keves, chaf, beis, sin. So the b'makom kesev. So do you have to take out? You find such a thing in the Sefer Torah? Do you have to put away that Sefer Torah? Take out another Sefer Torah? And if there's a limud zchus, perhaps on a mara hora'a, who paskin that you don't need to take out a Sefer Torah, that it's good enough that you just keep learning from that Sefer Torah. So he said that in his kihila also they once found in Parshas Vayikra ves kol chalba yasir kasher yusar achelav hakeves mizevach hashlamim, and it said hakeves instead of hakesev, and he paskin. In the Mikra Din, they need to bring out and take out another Sefer Torah, because the Shlach Kadosh writes that if you find a Sefer Torah, a mistake in a Sefer Torah that will change the meaning of the change the way the word is read, like Kesev and Keves, even though it means the same thing, because we do find Kevesh means a ram, but a Keves sometimes means a sheep, and a Kesev means a sheep. So it doesn't change the meaning of the word, but it changes the pronunciation of the word. We bring out another Sefer Torah, even when it doesn't change the meaning of the word. This is, I guess, somewhat of a Daf Yomi coincidence, where as we're about to be Messiah in the Torah, so we discuss how complete our Sifrei Torah need to be, how many, what kinds of mistakes are okay. So certainly if a Balkore is laning, and a Balkore mispronounces a word, so generally speaking, we try to correct him. It's Machlokas Rishonim, what kind of corrections we make. When would you correct a Balkore who makes a mistake? Some Rishonim say, you can't just go around correcting people, it's Mevazah Penecha Ver Barab, you can't be Mevayish somebody publicly. The only way you're allowed to do it is if he says something absolutely blasphemous. He says, instead of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he says, Hashem Acher. He reads it like a Reish. Something like that you correct. Short of that, you can't correct. But that's not how we paskin. We paskin that you correct if it changes the meaning of the word. What if it changes just the pronunciation? So he says, forget about a Balkore. If the Sefer Torah is written in such a way where the word that's in the place has the same meaning but a different pronunciation, Meikra Din, you would take out another Sefer Torah, and that's what the Shari Ephraim paskins. But he says the Radvaz, there is a smach for the rabbi who paskined that you don't need to take out another Sefer Torah, because in Pesachit Shuvin Yardes and Reish Ayin Tassiv Katan Dalet, he says in the name of Chinuch Beis Yehuda, the Chuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, that the issue is not about the letters per se, like, for example, Keves and Kesev, where it doesn't change the meaning of the word, and you would not take, if it's not about the meaning, it's just about the pronunciation, this Chuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda would say you would not have to take out another Sefer Torah, and he has such a diuk from the Shlach HaKadosh, from the Levush, from others, that you would not have to take out a new Sefer Torah. And the Radvaz proves to say that it's kosher when you write Keves Makom Kesev from the Tzemach Tzedek, who says that you could say that a Sefer Torah is kosher if it says Migrishei Hen with a Nun instead of Migrishei Hem with a Mem. And he says you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah because you find sometimes Migrishei Hen at the end in that same Parsha. So you see that apparently the two words are interchangeable, and therefore you don't have to, even though it's against our Masorah, how to write the Sefer Torah, you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. So he says the same thing over here when it comes to a lot of times you find Keves keves and kesev, that they mean the same thing and the two words are interchangeable. So even though it's against our Masorah, you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. That's how the Radvaz says from the Tzemach Tzedek. However, not everyone's convinced that they mean exactly the same thing. The Pischei Sharim quotes from the Elia Rabbah that there's a chiluk between the word kesev and keves. That based on the Balaturim says kesev is a little bit bigger than its own. Kesev in Atbash is lamed beis shin, which is lovshu karim hatzon. So keves is katan, kesev is gadol. So that's the difference between the size of the animal. So since they mean different things, maybe that taka would passel a sefer Torah. However, the Radvaz writes that according to that, maybe we could explain what it says in our sugya. From the word kesev, we say l'rabul sasa'alia. Right, we said this morning, from the word kesev, that we come to include even the tail of the animal. That since kesev is a lashon of lavshu karim hatzon, so like the Balaturim says, so it means something that's lavshu b'chelev v'shamnunis, it's already fatty, means a bigger, a larger animal, so that's how we know that it's l'rabos ha'alya, that it comes to include a fatty tail. The tail is all fat. So that's the drasha, maybe, that we had in the Braisa, that Abaye quoted in this morning's shir, that we said in the daf, from the previous daf, that how does the word kesef come to teach me the rabbi says aliyah? Because if the Balaturim is right, that it means a larger animal, that's how it would teach me that din. Okay, but anyway, so back in the Gemara now. So Amar Shmuel, we're going to have, again, our entire daf is just going to be based on two basic statements of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, kol shebechat, really one statement, two versions of the statement. Amar Shmuel, kol shebechatas mesa, bepesach karv shlamim, vekol shebechatas roa, bepesach nami roa. That there are five cases of a Karban Chatas, the offspring of there are five cases where a Karban Chatas is Mesa, where the Karban Chatas is left to starve to death. Those five cases are the offspring of a female Chatas, a Vlad Chatas, a female Karban Chatas has a baby, right, that offspring, a Tmura of a Karban Chatas, you try to exchange the Kedusha of a Karban Chatas onto another animal, a Chatas whose owner died, Shemesu Baileha, a Chatas that was temporarily lost, so its owner brought a different animal in its place, that's a fourth type of Chatas Shemesa, and a Chatas that's lost and is more than a year old now, so it's left, all those cases they're left to starve to death. So Shmuel says that in the parallel cases, if these same things were to happen, these same five things were to happen to a Korban Pesach, again, namely, offspring, the Temura of a Korban Pesach, a Korban Pesach whose owner died, a Korban Pesach that was temporarily lost and you brought a different animal, a Korban Pesach that aged out while it was lost, it got too old to be used as a Korban Pesach, so if these same things were to happen to a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach would not be left to die, the Korban Pesach would be brought as a shlamim. That's Shmuel's chiddush. So again, Omer Shmuel, kol shebechatas meso, all the five cases of chataos hamesos, if those same things were to happen bipesach, on a Korban Pesach, karav shlamim, it would then be brought as a karban shlamim. The kol shebechatas roa bepesach nami roa. Whenever you'd have a situation, the halacha is that a karban chatos would be left to graze, so a karban pesach in a parallel situation would also be left to graze. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein a pesach karav shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, the only case where a pesach is brought as a karban shlamim elisha nimtza achar shchita is if you find the karban pesach after the shchita of its replacement, aval kodem shchita lo. But if you find the Karban Pesach before the shchita of its replacement, it would then not be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel, and he says that a chatas is only brought as a shlamim if it's found after the shchita of its replacement, but not if it's found before the shchita. Now the Gemara later on is going to explain that this means that where Shmuel holds whether the Pesach will be brought as a shlamim depends if it's found before or after Chatzos. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it doesn't depend on Chatzos, it depends on whether you find it before or after the Shechita. Basically, what that means is that the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel is much smaller than it sounds like. It sounds like Shmuel is saying, I got five cases of Chatzos HaMesos for a parallel case, the Pesach has been brought as a Shlamim. And then Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, all those cases are wrong, there's only one way, one half of a case where it's going to happen, where the Karban Pesach gets lost and the other one is brought in its place, and you Dafka brought Yudafka found it after the Shechita, that's the only case where it's going to be Baruch Shalom. That's not exactly what's happening. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I agree with all five of your cases. I agree with that in all those cases it's Baruch Shalom. The only thing is, I would tweak one of them. Instead of saying that when Karban Pesach is lost and you bring another one in its place, that that the original one can be brought as a Karban Shalom. So I know that you, Shmuel, hold that that's that whether it's brought as a Shalom would depend when you find it, before the Zman Shechitas HaPesach or after the Zman Shechitas HaPesach. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not how I'm magdir it. I don't think it depends on whether you find it before the Zman or after the Zman Shechitas HaPesach, before or after Chatzos. I really think it depends on whether you find it before you actually shecht the replacement as a Karban Pesach, or after you actually shecht it as a Karban Pesach. It's only going to be brought as a Shlamim if you find it after that you shecht the replacement after you actually shecht the replacement as a Karban Pesach. So the only case that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel end up arguing about, as we'll see later in the daf, is let's say you find the original Karban Pesach a couple of minutes after Chatzos and you haven't yet shechted the replacement. So in that case, Rabbi Yochanan would say, good, the original one could be brought as a Shlamim because you found it after the Zman Shechita. And Shmuel would say, no, you didn't find it after the... Shmuel would say you could shecht the Shlamim because you found it after the Zman Shechita. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, you didn't find it after the actual Shechita. So therefore, you cannot bring it as a Shlamim. So Maskevla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on this, v'klalahu, is this really a rule? How can you say that whenever a chatos would graze, the parallel case of a Karban Pesach would be brought as a Karban Shlamim, and so v'arei chatos shavra shnasa, what about a chatos that ages out, d'l'ri'iya azla, where it's, kol sheb chatos mesa, we said it's brought as a Karban Shlamim. Any chatos that would graze, we said that would be roa, we said a Karban Pesach would also graze, right? That was the second half of the rule. Kol sheb chatos roa, v'pesach nami roa, the Karban Pesach would also graze. So can you really say that as a rule, that any chatos that would be left to graze, a parallel case of Karban Pesach, would also be left to graze? Varechatos shavra shnasa, what about a chatos that ages out, that's already past a year old, delirei'a azla, where it's left to graze? Dam Rav Shimon Lakish, how do I know this? Because Rav Shimon Lakish says, chatos shavra shnasa, roinosa ki ilu hi omedes bebeis hakvaros, a chatos that gets too old. We view it as if it's standing in a beis hakvaros, meaning wherever it is, we view it as if it's in the middle of a cemetery, which means that a kohen can't go there to shecht it, and therefore you just have to leave it alone. So that's a fancy way of saying, let it graze, leave it alone, just let it be, view it as if it's in the middle of a basic varus and the coin can't touch it, viroa, so you have to let it graze, vila bepesach ki agavna, but a Karban Pesach that gets too old to be brought as a Karban Pesach, karav shlamim, we don't let it graze, we bring it as a Karban Shlamim, detanya, kesev l'rabu says a Pesach, la'alya, because you have a brisa, kesev is l'rabu says a Pesach, la'alya, teaches us that the Karban Pesach is, the tail of the Karban Pesach is included as well, k'shomer im kesev, l'rabu says a Pesach, sha'av rashnaso, and im kesev tells me that a Karban Pesach that's av rashnaso, a Karban Pesach that's too old, is brought as a Karban Shlamim, u'shlam ha'ban machmas ha'Pesach, l'kol mitzvah shlamim, sh'tu'unim smicha u'nesach, u'metunuf ha'v'chaz v'shok. And that, together with a Karban Shlamim that's brought in place of a Karban Pesach, is that's brought instead of bringing the animals of Karban Pesach, follows all the normal rules of a Karban Shlamim. You need smicha, you need nesachim, you need to wave the chaz of a shok. So all of these things. Kishu Omer im eiz hivsika inyan limer al eiz she'ein ton alya. So, but when it says im eiz, so that divides up the parsha and it tells me that there's no din of alya by the eiz, by the goat. There's no din of the tail by the goat. But the bottom line is, Rav Yosef asks, how can we say that whenever a chatos would graze, the parallel case of a Karban Pesach would also graze? We see from a brisa that if a chatos shavra shnasa, a chatos that's more than a year old is left to graze, but a Pesach in that very same situation is brought as a Karban Shlamim. So how can you say it's the same thing? So Amar Lei, Kika Amar Shmuel, Ba'avudin, B'duchuyin Lo Amar. That no, Shmuel's rule was not intended to cover all the different cases of a Karban Chatas. Just the case where the animal was lost and the owner brought a different animal for his Karban. Not a case where you just, didn't use the animal, where the animal just was left off on the side somewhere getting old. Enochinami, that the Shmuel's rule will not hold true for such animals. Shmuel was saying his rule within a very small subcategory of Karbanos Chatos. In the category of Karbanos Chatos that are lost, and you make a replacement in their stead, Shmuel has this rule that anytime the Chatos would die, you would bring the Pesach as a parallel case of Pesach would be a Shlamim. Anytime the Chatos left to graze, the parallel case of a Karban Pesach would also be left to graze. So says Gemara, Va'avud Mimashkach Chasla. Wait a second. The case of a lost animal won't fit Shmuel's rule because Varei Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha L'Rabbanan. The Rabbanon hold that a chatos that was lost, and then another animal was designated in its place, and then the first animal was found before the second animal was shechted, is sent out to graze. The Tanan, hifrish chatos, so you designate a carbon, an animal as a carbon chatos, va'avda, then you lose it, v'hifrish acharis tachtel, and you designate another animal in its place, then v'nimtzei sarishona, you find the first one, so now you got two animals in front of you, and one chi of carbon, so what do? V'reishtei en omdos, you have two of them standing right there, achas mein tikrav, ushniya tomos, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that one of them you bring, and the other one is left to die. But what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim omrim, ein chatos mesa el shenimtzeis la'achar sheneschapu bailim. That no, you never let a carbon chatos just die unless you find it after the kapara was already achieved with another animal. Hakodim sheneschapu bailim roa. But if you were to find it before you had a kapara with the other animal, meaning you have both animals standing in front of you, so you do not let it die. You let it go graze, right? So what would the parallel halacha be by Karban Pesach? We would be Pesach, and when the parallel case by Karban Pesach, again, parallel case meaning where it was lost and then found after chatzos, but before the shechita, hecha da'avad, v'nimtza achar chatzos, kodem shechita, where you find it after the zman already for the shechita, but before you actually shechted anything in its place, karav shlamim. So the halach is that it's brought as a karban shlamim. So the bottom line is, the Gemara is asking, how can so the Gemara's question is, the case of a lost animal doesn't fit Shmuel's rule. Meaning we're trying to say, Shmuel's whole rule is only in the case of a lost animal. We're saying, no, I'll give you a case of a lost animal where Shmuel's rule doesn't hold true. Because according to the Shita of the Chachamim, a chatos that was lost, and then another animal is designated in its place, then you find the first animal, so you have two animals right there in front of you, the halacha is, you send out one of them to graze. So what was Shmuel's rule? Whenever by a chatos you would send an animal out to graze, parallel case by Karban Pesach, you would also send it out to graze. That's Shmuel's rule. But what's the rule over here by Karban Pesach? It was lost. You found it after chatos, but before the shechita, it's not sent out to graze. It's brought as a carbon shlamim. Not sent out to graze the way Shmuel said. So if you're going to tell me Shmuel's whole rules by a case of avud was by a case where it's lost, here you have a case where it's lost and it's Shmuel's rule doesn't hold true. It's not the parallel between the chatos and the pesach is not true. So says the Gemara, Shmuel karebi sfirlei da amar avuda lemisa azla. That the Gemara answers Shmuel holds like Rebbe that the chatos in this case is not sent to graze but is starved to death. And that fits the rule, that any time you have a chatos, Shmuel's rule again was, whenever a chatos is left to graze, Karban Pesach is brought as a shlamim. So since that fits, whenever a chatos is left to graze, a Karban Pesach will be left to graze as well, but when a chatos is left to die, the Karban Pesach would be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe that the chatos in this case, where you lost the original animal and you found it before you shechted the new animal, is not sent to graze. It's starved to death. It's a chatos amesos. It's one of the animals that die. Ah, so what's Shmuel's rule when a chatos dies? Parallel case by Karban Pesach? Brought as a shlamim. So now it fits perfectly why a carbon pesach in the similar situation is brought as a carbon shlamim. Because if you hold like Rebbe, the rule works that whenever a chatos is mesa, the parallel carbon pesach is brought as a shlamim. And this is an example of the chatos a mesa, so the carbon pesach is going to be brought as a shlamim. So, v'kal avudal Rebbe mesa. So says the Gemara, but wait a second. How can Shmuel assume like Rebbe if, after all, Rebbe holds any lost chatos is left to die? And so if any lost chatos is left die, what would that mean? If Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and you hold that any lost chatos is left die, what would that tell you about any lost Karban Pesach? Well, the rule is, whenever a chatos is left die, parallel case by Karban Pesach, is that it's brought as a shlamim. So that would mean any lost Karban Pesach is brought as a shlamim. But that's not true. If you find the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, it's not brought as a Shlamim. We leave it out to graze. So that's not going to fit Shmuel's rule either. So again, so how can you say that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that V'akol avudu l'Rebbe Mesa, but according to Rebbe, every lost Korban Chatzos dies v'ilu b'Pesach, but by Korban Pesach, it's not like that. Hey, chuda avad kodem Chatzos. V'nimtza kodem Chatzos, if you lost the animal for the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and you find it before Chatzos, roa. So it goes to graze. It does not. It's not let it left out to. It's not brought as a carbon shlamim, which would be the rule that would fit according to Shmuel. So says and our answer is no. Kodem chatzos lav avudhu. How do you define something that's lost, right? I don't see my computer in front of me right now. So is it lost? It's not lost. I think I know exactly where it is. I think it's in my house and it's on my desk. I think I know exactly where it is. So that's not lost. What do you define as lost? Lost is when you need it and it's lost. When there came a time where it was shaykh to have it, where you were supposed to use it, and it's lost. If you find it before Chatzos, no harm, no foul. You found the Korban Pesach before you ever could have done anything with it anyway. Before it was the Zman Shechita. That's not called Avuda. The rule is that whenever you have a lost Korban Pesach, the halacha is that Rebbe would say that a lost Korban Chatzos, that whenever you have a case of a lost Korban Chatzos that would die, the parallel case of a lost Korban Pesach would be brought as a Shlamim. This isn't a lost Korban Pesach if you find it before Chatzos. Kidarava, Dama Rava, Rava says, Avedas Laila, Lav Shema Aveda. Avedas Laila, Rava holds by a Chatzos that if you just lose it at nighttime, so that's not called Aveda, because Laila is not the Shas HaKrava. You can't do anything with it at night, so if you lost it at a time, it's completely inconsequential, or you couldn't do anything anyway, that's not called lost. So Gemara says, but wait a second. If Rebbe holds that a Pesach found after Chatzos is brought as a Korban Shlamim, and a Pesach that's found before Chatzos is never considered to have been lost in the first place, where's the case that Rebbe's going to apply Shmuel's rule that a Korban Pesach is sent to graze? Right? Shmuel's second rule was that whenever a Chatzos is sent to graze, parallel case by Korban Pesach is sent to graze. You'll never have a Korban Pesach sent to graze, according to Rebbe. Whenever you find it after Chatzos, it's going to be brought as a Shlamim. Whenever you find it before Chatzos, it's not called lost. So you wouldn't have to bring this Korban Shlamim, it's a regular Korban Pesach, and you're good to go. So what's the case where it's ever going to have to where it's ever going to have to graze? El Ro, the Rebbe, Hechim Mishkachsa. So says Mar, Kid Rebbe Oshia. Now the case is like Rebbe Oshia. Why? What's the Gedom Rebbe Oshia? Hifrish Techatos Lachrayus, Mischaper Ba'achas Mehen. That if you designate two animals as a Korban Chatzos, meaning, you only chayv to bring one as a korban chatos, and chatos, it should be self-evident, cannot be brought as nedava. You can't just decide you want to volunteer a korban chatos. No such thing, right? You have to, a korban chatos is when you chayv to bring a korban chatos. What are you designating two animals? Because some people are very nervous. They're very nervous something's going to go wrong. So they decide that they're going to set aside two animals just in case something happens with the first animal. So that's la'achrayos, that they set aside in case one of them gets lost, they're going to bring the other one. So one of them you get a kapara with, and the other one is left to graze. And Pesach in that same situation would be brought as a carbon shlamim. Ella Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Sfirle. So says Gemara, Shmuel must hold like Rabbi Shimon. Damar Chamish Chatos Mesos, that there are five Chatos Mesos. Vaharol Rabbi Shimon less like Klal. So, but according to Rabbi Shimon, there's not going to be any case where it's roa, any case where you leave it out to graze, because in all these five cases, it's always chatos amesos. So says Mar Shmuel nami chadaka amar. Enoch nami. Shmuel didn't say two rules. He really only said one rule. Kol shebechatos mesa bepesach karav shlamin. That any time a carbon chatos would be left to die, the parallel case by a carbon pesach would be brought as a shlamin. Essentially, after all is said and done, we started the whole daf by Shmuel saying two rules. Whenever Korban Chatos is left to die, the Korban Pesach in a parallel case is a Shlamim. Whenever the Chatos is left to graze, Korban Pesach in a parallel case is left to graze. And we question the second rule and question it and question it and question it until we say, you know what? He never said the second rule. Second rule doesn't exist. You don't even have a Chatos that's left to graze, so the case never comes up. It doesn't even happen. It doesn't exist. So, my kamash, what's Shmuel's big chiddush? La'afuke b'Rabbi Yochanan, to tell me, to say against Rabbi Yochanan, da'amar, Eina Pesach Karav Shlamim Ela Shenimtza Achar Shchita. That the whole point is that Shmuel, the whole point that Shmuel is trying to make is that if you want to know what's the determining factor whether a Karban Pesach that's lost is brought as a Karban Shlamim or it's not brought as a Karban Shlamim is if you find it before the Shchita or after the Shchita. If you found it after the Shchita, it's brought as a Karban Shlamim, Aval Kodem Shchita Lo, but if you find it before the Shchita, it's not. Alma Shchita Kava. So that's what it's coming to tell me, that Shchita is the Kaveya. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Kamash Malan Chatzos Kava. So comes along Shmuel and says, no, I don't think Shchita is the Kaveya, I think Chatzos is the Kaveya. I mentioned that when we first saw the Machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that we're going to minimize this Machlokas to this one point. This is where we do. We minimize this Machlokas to this one point, that clearly, whether you bring the lost Korban Pesach as a Shlamim or not, depends on when you find it. But what do you mean depends on when you find it? Before or after the Shchita, or before or after the Zman Shchita of the Korban Pesach? So that's the whole Machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So Shmuel really only said one rule, that whenever a Chatos would be left to die, a parallel case of a Korban Chatos would be brought to the Shlamim, never said the second rule about a Pesach being sent to graze, and the whole Machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, is with regard to what the determining factor is the determining factor whether you find it before the actual Shchita, or before the Zman Shchita. Lishnachrina, another version of Shmuel, which is going to arrive at the same basic conclusion with just a slightly different shakla vitaria, says as follows: Vilu bePesach hecha daavad v'nimtza acher chatzos kodem shchita yikrav shlamim. That Karban Pesach, if it's lost and you find it after chatzos, but before the shchita, you bring it as Karban shlamim. So Shmuel. Kirabba Svirule. Shmuel holds like Rabba Damar Shchita Kava, who says that when you find it, is the determining factor is whether you find it before or after the Shchita, not whether you find it before or after Chatzos. But wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan says that it all depends on whether you find it before or after the Shechita. So I'm a Shechita Kava. Rabbi Yochanan's one that says Shechita is the Kaveya. Mechlal de Shmuel Savar Chatzos Kava. That gives the impression that Shmuel holds that Shechita is not the Kaveya, Chatzos is the Kaveya. El Shmuel Karebi Sfirle. So it must be that Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Damar Avuda Lemisa Azo. Says that a lost animal goes Lemisa. Vakol Avudin Rebbe Mason. But according to Rebbe, every Avuda, every lost animal is going to die. Vil Pesach Hecha David Kodem Chatzos Nimtza Kodem Chatzos Roe. So, but a Karban Pesach in the parallel case is not going to be brought as a Shlam. Karban Pesach that you lose before Chatzos and you find before Chatzos is not going to be brought as a Shlam. It's going to be left to graze. So says Gemara, like we said before, Kasavra Kodem he holds that before Chatzos is not called an Avod, it's not called lost, because it's not yet, doesn't matter yet that it's lost, and Chatzos is the Kaveya. So again, the second version of Shmuel arrives at the same basic conclusion with a slightly different Shakla Vitaria. At the end of the day, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan agree that a Karban Chatzos that is lost is left to die even if you find it before the Chatzos that replaces it is shechted. They only argue with regard to a Karban Pesach at what point it would have to be found to be considered rejected, and therefore brought as a Karban Shlamim instead. Shmuel holds as long as it's still lost when Chatzos comes around, it's brought as a Shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan holds it would still need to be lost when we actually bring the replacement Karban Chatzos in order for the old one to become a Shlamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the rule that Kol Sheb Chatzos Mesa VePesach Shlamim is not true, because a Chatzos found before the replacement is Shechted is left to die, but a Pesach found before the replacement is Shechted is left to graze and is not brought as a Karban Shlamim. Okay, I think we can safely say that was one of the more difficult daffin in this Masechta, but we're only a daffin and a half away from Arvi Pesachim. And Arvi Pesachim is smooth sailing, Baruch Hashem. So hang in there. Simchas Torah, we get to celebrate with Arvi Pesachim.